Each new home built in Washoe County generates a certain amount of capital improvement funds for the school district. But spokesman Riley Sutton says when you do the math, the numbers don't add up.
For a brand new $300,000 home, we get about $5,000 of bonding capacity. To build a new elementary school costs about $23 million, so you need 4,600 of those homes. 4,600 new homes delivers about two elementary schools, a fifth of a middle school, and a fifth of a high school. To build those seats costs $80 million.
In other words, those new homes would generate $23 million in capital funding for the district, but would supply so many new students it would cost $80 million to serve them.
So we're starting out in a hole of about 4-1 right from the beginning, and we have been for years.
Pete Etchert, Chief Operations Officer for the district, says there's another critical issue with the funding they get from property taxes.
So when the economy was going up, I mean, basically the legislature put a 3% cap on growth for property tax.
That helped to keep taxes from increasing more quickly than salaries back when the economy was hot. But when the recession hit, the housing market crashed and property taxes went right along with it. They stayed low from 2006 to 2010, and since property tax can only increase at a maximum of 3% per year, that meant a drastic reduction in dollars for the district.
Now, we only have one source of funding for building new schools, maintaining our schools, and that's property tax.
Etchert says every other county in the state has at least one other funding source, such as taxes from the mining industry. Because Washoe County is entirely dependent on a capped funding source, even when the region sees economic growth, schools only see a marginal benefit. That's part of why nearly all district schools have hit or exceeded capacity. There just hasn't been enough money to build new schools. Mike Kazmierski, CEO of the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, or EDON, says people often refer to overcrowding as a Tesla problem, the result of new tech companies moving into the region. But he says that we're actually still behind on dealing with growth that happened more than a decade ago.
The reality is it's a problem where we have underfunded our capital needs in this region for quite some time. We haven't built a new school in over 10 years. And we're funding at half the level that Clark County is funding their education system.
Garrett McCullough, co-founder of the Reno Tahoe startup meetup group Silicon Mountain, says schools are a major obstacle to attracting and retaining new tech businesses in the area.
One of the big concerns of our members of our group is actually improving the public school system. We've seen people who will move up here either when they're single or married but with no kids, and then once they have kids or they have school-aged children, aren't happy with the schooling options, and then they end up moving away.
Ashley Cliff Jennings, founder of the music startup Parlor Shows, says she hears this all the time too.
It's a huge problem, and that is the number one reason I hear people don't want to come to Reno.
Ultimately, Mike Kazmierski with EDON says having enough schools is a business necessity.
It really is time to step up and provide our kids the quality infrastructure, the schools, and the opportunity to learn so that these employers that come in will have a great workforce and our kids will have great job opportunities.
There have been attempts over the past several years to eliminate the property tax cap or impose fees on developers to cover capital costs for schools, but those efforts have failed repeatedly. Currently, the only solution being discussed is the possible ballot initiative our news team covered yesterday, which would ask voters to approve yet another tax hike, this time for capital funding. If that fails, the district has said it will have to look for legislative solutions, but is unlikely to find any in time to stave off some of the more severe impacts of overcrowding. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.